Yes. Who or what is the bright and morning star? Well, let's turn to the book of Revelation, but not chapter 6, but in chapter 2. Chapter 2 of Revelation. And then we go to the last chapter, 22. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 28. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 28. Let's read what it says. These are the words of Jesus, of course. If you go to verse 26 to begin with, to get the context, he says to a person in verse 25, someone's holding fast, standing firm in their faith and life, even in persecution. And he says here in verse 26, he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Now, he shall rule them with a rod of iron as a potter's vessel, broken in pieces, as I received my father. Now, verse 28, and I will give him, as the one who overcomes, I will give him the morning star. I wonder what that is. The morning star. Well, now let's go to the last chapter, 22. Go to the last chapter. Chapter 22. And go to verse 16. Revelation 22 and verse 16. This is Jesus, of course, speaking about the church and his blessing upon them. And read verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. That's his Jewish descent. The bright and the morning star. And then the Spirit and the bride say, come. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And back in chapter 2, we find here that Jesus says to Christians who are standing firm in their faith and life, I will give him the morning star. In other words, I will particularly give you a closer walk with me. That's what it seems to say. Also, more than that, when we get through to chapter 22, which is right at the end of the book of Revelation, of course, last chapter, relating to the Lord Jesus Christ coming, because it says at the end, the Spirit and the bride say, come, come for the church. And the Lord Jesus says, look, there's a new day coming. And like, for example, very early in the morning in the summertime, when we see the star, the very first star, it heralds a new day. And when we see Jesus in all his splendor and majesty, my, that will be a new day, won't it? So this particular star, the morning star, when visible in the early hours of the morning, is a big star. In our spiritual understanding of these sections of scriptures, it symbolizes the near coming of Jesus for his church. That's the key. The morning star, which is himself, and the Lord is saying, I'll give you the morning star. I'll give you a closer relationship to myself. I am coming for my church. And one day we shall see him who is the bright and morning star, the brilliance of him. And one day we shall see Jesus in all his splendor and majesty and brilliance, his Shekinah glory outshining, wonderful, just like in the Transfiguration with his three disciples on Mount, there, as you know, Mount of Transfiguration. It was there that Jesus began to completely shine with the brilliant shining, the Shekinah glory outshining from his body to the three disciples. That was quite an experience. That is what Jesus really is. He hid it the rest of the time, as you know. But one day we're going to see Jesus in all his splendor majesty, glory, and shining brilliance as God the Son. So, in other words, what we see here, the morning star, which rises very early, symbolizing, spiritually speaking, the near coming of the Lord Jesus. So we can say, every morning, morning by morning, we can anticipate the coming of the Lord Jesus. Now, whatever time of day he comes, we don't know, of course not. And I'd like, if you will, leaving the book of Revelation for a moment, looking at a few other scriptures. Would you go back, please, to Paul's letter to Timothy? Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter 6. 1 Timothy, chapter 6. I'll let you find it. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 14. It says, we are to keep the Lord's commands, that's to love one another and to love him, without spot and blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is a blessed and potent, only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. In other words, we are to keep our lives clean, without any blame, without any spot, until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we are to live, because he is the brighter morning star in his brilliance and shining, absolute purity. One day we shall be like him and see him as he is. Would you go on to the second letter, please? Second letter, chapter 1. Second letter, chapter 1, 2 Timothy, chapter 1. And look at verse 10. Chapter 1 and verse 10. This is about the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, that is given to us, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The blessed appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the brighter morning star. The early bright morning star appears in early hours of the morning, at modest, even before daybreak, early hours in the summer here. And that Lord Jesus Christ one day will come. He's the brighter morning star, and he will come and make his appearance known and call us home to be with himself. And this wonderful Savior, he has brought immortality to light. He's abolished death. He's brought life through the gospel, of course. And that's wonderful. He is the brighter morning star. All that he's done for us. Now go to chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Again, it's about the appearing of our Lord Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. At his appearing. He is a brighter morning star. He's going to appear and come for the church. Go to verse 8. Verse 8. Finally, there is laid up for me, writes Paul, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. This is a special reward for those who look for the coming of the Lord, is coming for the church. And there's that special crown of righteousness going to be given to all those who love his appearing, the appearing of the morning star, whatever time of day. But the morning star comes early in the morning, it's brilliant in the sky, and in the same way as the morning star, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, whatever time of day that may be. Go over now, come to Titus. Go to Titus, next letter. Titus chapter 2. One you know well, this is Titus chapter 2, and look at verse 13. Let's go to verse 12 first to lead into it. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly or seriously, righteously and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Look for him. Look for the brightness of his coming. his glorious appearing, the brilliance of his appearing. The bright and morning star is coming. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming for his church. We're called to look for him, expect him, wait for him, and adjust our lives accordingly. Now move on, please, if you will, to Peter's first letter. Peter's first letter, chapter 1 and verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7. This again is about the coming of the Lord. And it says that we're grieved by trials in verse 6, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, his coming for the church. That as we look for the Lord, you realize that he will praise the obedient Christian. That as we expect the Lord coming through difficult times, genuineness of faith is tested by fire. Our faith is tested. Our life is tested. That may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. He will praise you. Yes, he will. He will honor you. And he will one day give us glory in our new body. How wonderful, isn't it? And he is the brighter morning star. When he comes, he will come as a brighter morning star in all his brilliance and shining, coming for you and coming for me. We're to look for the brighter morning star coming. Okay. So one must suggest that with the brighter morning star, the brighter morning star comes at, well, even just before dawn. So in other words, could we believe that we are approaching the dawn of his appearing, coming for the true church? Are we approaching that dawn? We look around us today, we say, yes, it looks like it. The Lord could come at any moment for us, and therefore we have to expect his coming. We wait for the dawn of the new day when we're with Christ. So the morning star also refers to the righteous shining in new life. You and I are called to be more like a morning star. We're meant to shine with righteousness in our new Christian life. Just as the stars above in the brilliance, I remember when I was in Australia, in New South Wales, right up in the mountains, and we saw the night sky, absolutely brilliant, like jewels in the clear sky. It was magnificent. You don't get it over here. This is high up in the mountains. The magnificent shining of the stars like jewels in the night sky. Fabulous. And we're to shine like that as we expect the dawn of his appearing for the true church. So we should be righteous in our shining, in our new life. Now the morning star, as you probably realize, is the brightest star shining. No doubt. And when the Lord comes, he'll be brighter than the morning star in the brilliance of his coming, at the glory of his coming for the church. Wonderful, isn't it? Now, the star also, I won't go back to Daniel now, there's no time, but I could, but in Daniel, the star is also a symbol of royalty. Do you remember the star that came when Jesus was in his infancy? The star that came above Bethlehem, guiding the wise men, however many there were, to Bethlehem. The star, which is brilliant, guiding them. Yeah. And you think about that. He is the brighter morning star himself. And he is king of the Jews, as you know. So in other words, we've got a context here. Now, in Revelation 2. Let's go where we were to begin with, in Revelation chapter 2. Jesus is speaking here, of course, to a church. Now, he's speaking to a church which really is not good. He's speaking to the church at Thyatira and has much to complain about it. I'll leave you to read the rest of it. But in the Church of Thyatira, they have very real problems there. It's from Revelation 2, verse 18 onwards. And it was not a very good church at all. And he says, now look, if you go towards the end of chapter 2, where we were, this church at Thyatira was in fact ruled by rather a wicked woman named Jezebel. Think of Jezebel in the Old Testament, Ahab's queen. She was a wicked woman. And this woman was a terrible character in that church at Thyatira. And the Lord exposes her. But he then says, look, if you overcome these difficulties in this church, you Christians at Thyatira, if you are prepared to overcome all the difficulties he puts against you in her corruption, in her immorality, and you stand pure and stand clean in that sort of society. Now, we live in a society which in many ways is impure, it's immoral. I won't go any further than that, but we are to stand clean and pure. That's what it challenges Christians in Thyatira. Go back to Revelation 2 with me. And he says, verse 25, hold fast what you have till I come. He's anticipating even then that the Lord could come for his church. He overcomes, verse 26, I've read this before, and keeps my works to the end. To him I will give power over the nations and so on. And verse 28, I read before, I will give him the morning star. I'll give him more of myself. I'll make him a brilliant shining himself, herself, in the church when we're all with the Lord. Wonderful that, isn't it? With all the failures and difficulties of the church of Thyatira, there are believers there that would be overcomers. Now, those overcomers, what does Jesus say? Those who overcome in difficult churches, look in verse 27 and 26 and 27, Revelation 2. What he promises to the overcomer in a wicked church situation. He who overcomes and keeps my works, verse 26, until the end, to him I'll give power over the nations. You're going to reign with him in the millennium. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and the pots of vessels shall be broken to pieces, as I also have received my power. And I will give that person, he says, the overcomer, one who's going to reign with me in the millennium, I will give him the morning star. I'll give him the bright and shining brilliance that he will shine. His life will shine with purity, with cleanliness, with uprightness, with expression of righteousness. This is what he's saying here. So the overcomer will rule with the Messiah in the millennial kingdom following the second coming of the Lord, of course. We come back with him. Now, if you go back to Numbers, which of all places, the book of Numbers, come towards an end. Numbers, chapter 24. Yes, you're familiar with this chapter, I think. In chapter 24, verse 17, this is Balaam on the scene. And Balak is trying to hire him to speak good things. But Balaam gives a prophecy here. Verse 15 and 16. And 17. The utterance of Balaam, the son of Beor, in verse 15, Numbers 24, and the utterance of the man whose eyes are opened, the utterance of him who hears the word of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with eyes wide open. And this is what Balaam says. I see him, the Messiah, but not now. He's not coming yet. I behold him, but he's not near. A star, a star shall come out of Jacob. A star, the bright morning star. A scepter, a ruling rod, shall rise out of Israel, the Messiah king, and batter the brow of Moab, the enemies, and destroy all the sons of tumult. Wow, that's the Lord Jesus. He's the star out of Jacob, out of Israel. He's Jewish. He's a coming king of Israel. He will have a ruling scepter in his hand. He will destroy all his enemies. It says he will batter the brow, which means judgment and death to his enemies. That's what Jesus will do when he comes the second coming to the earth, not when he comes for the church. We come back with him 7 years after the rapture, and he will judge the living nations, and no unbeliever will survive it, because only believers enter the millennium. So in Numbers 24 there, he will batter the brow of Moab, the enemy. Enemy speaking generally, of course. And that's judgment and death to all the enemies of Jesus. So Jesus is himself the bright and morning star. He's coming for his true church. He's also coming to rule the nations and judge them. He's going to be king in Jerusalem, ruling in Jerusalem in the millennium. He will have conquered his enemies first, even with a rod of iron if need be. Now he's called the morning star. Now, I'd like you to go, finally, would you go towards the end of the New Testament again to 2 Peter, one verse, and we come to an end. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And verse 19. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. Peter writes familiar words to us. From verse 19, we also have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. What does that mean? A light shining in a dark place. So it's a dark world we live in, isn't it? But it's a light to us. Until the day dawns, the day of his coming for the church, when the morning, the brighter morning star comes for his church. And the morning star rises in your heart. In other words, there's a growing anticipation about the coming of the morning star, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the church. I'll say that again. There's a growing anticipation of the coming of the brighter morning star for his church. The expectancy. As we approach in these days, looking around us, we wonder how much longer we're going to be here. We don't know. But there's an anticipation of the coming of the brighter morning star. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful, isn't it? So whether you have the day star rises in your hearts, or better still, the morning star that rises in your hearts, your anticipation of his coming for the church. He is the brighter morning star. And he will give himself closely to us when we see him as he is. And one day we shall be like him. He is the brighter morning star. Hallelujah. He's going to shine and shine and shine. And so are we also in his image. Amen.